بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. There's a very great personality by the name of Ubaidullah bin Umar al-Qawariri from Basra. He passed away in the year 235 after Hijrah. He was the student of Fudail bin Iyad, Sufyan bin Uyayna, great muhaddithin of the time. He himself was a very, very great muhaddith. Person was an expert in the field of hadith. And amongst his students were the likes of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. So this personality was a very great personality, Ubaidullah bin Umar. So it was very rare for him to ever miss his Isha Salat with Jamaat. And like that, other Salat as well. So one night, we had a guest that came home. And in the process, in serving the guest, hosting the guest, his Isha Salat with Jamaat got missed. So he didn't leave it like that. He went throughout the town looking for a Jamaat congregation. And he found that all the Jamaats were over. So he came back home and he decided to repeat his Isha 25 times, 27 times, according to the different reports, ahadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentions that Salat performed with Jamaat is 25 times greater. Some narrations say 27 times greater. So he repeated his Isha Salat 25 times or 27 times. And then he went to bed. In his dream he sees that he's on a horseback and there's companions around him. They're also on horseback and they're having a race, but they're ahead of him and he's spurring his horse on, but he can't catch up with them. So eventually the last rider tells him that don't do this to your horse, you'll never be able to catch us up. So he asked the reason, and it was told to him that we read our Isha Salat with Jamaat. So what we learned from this incident is few lessons. One is some actions which are indeed, which are coupled with the moment, which are coupled with the time, they are tied up with the time. Even if we repeat it later on, we will never be able to get the reward. Isha Salat with Jamaat is one of them. Sometimes a person's parents may be alive. While they are alive, how he can serve them. Once they're gone, that opportunity, that moment is finished. Like that, other actions of deen as well. Then we find also in this person's life, great personality, Ubaidullah, that when some action is missed, then when his heart is alive, when it's spiritually alive, then a person feels that narrowness, that loss. Even though there may be an excuse, it won't happen like a person just says, you know what, okay, it happened now. Whatever happened. No, there'll be the grief, there'll be that sense of loss that I missed something. So we should also bring our hearts alive, make our hearts alive. And this will happen in the company of the pious, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will bring the heart alive. And then we find that sometimes also, that we may be engaged in some dini work or some noble deed, but there's a deed greater than that and of more importance. Like this, in this incident we see that to serve the guest is a noble deed, is a great deed, it fetches great rewards. But more important at that moment was to perform the Salat with Jamaat. So, these are some of the lessons we learned from this incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make up, inshallah.